This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Tough day today, yeah.
It's a tough day for Max.
Yeah. Yes, 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 that is correct. Is this the bottom? Okay, that is the opening question. Now, if you want to text in right now, 651-461-9226. When I say the phrase, is this the bottom, what am I referring to? You could go right and wrong answers because there, I mean, you could take that a lot of ways. Is this the bottom in your own personal life? Is this the bottom at work? Is this the bottom that you've always wanted to look at? You found somebody with a tremendous bottom? But in this case, Dave Harrigan, I'm talking about the Minnesota Vikings offense. This isn't the bottom like, this is as bad as they've ever been. Oh, no. Come on. Come on. Students of history know, first of all, early in the expansion years, they, you know, outside of the Francis off the bench debut, they were dreadful. The Steckel year will always stand out, right? And again, the Darren Nelson delivered story, where Les Steckel, somewhere late in a year where they went three games that year? Can you look it up?
I thought it was two.
How many games did they have in 84? They weren't at 16 at that point. Where were they? It was bad.
It was 3-13.
3-13, so they're already up to 16. Okay. Where Les later in the year, in trying to motivate the lads, brings out a diaper. Okay, this is how Marine-like, tough guy-like, willing to do anything for his players, brings out a diaper filled, and Les is trying to imply that it's filled with poop. And he starts consuming it while it's on his face and saying, this is how bad I want to win. Of course, it's chocolate. And according to Darren, most players were laughing at him. And this one, is this who, if, would you like one of the propeller heads here? Again, ode to Jim Cott. We're going to try to work this in not quite as much as Brain Wizards because I just love Brain Wizards. I wish I knew which caller that was. If Brad Lane came in to motivate you, Dave, said, it's December. We got to finish with a great month, and brings a diaper and starts consuming what supposedly is poop in it. Would that motivate you? What kind of person thinks that's the motivator?
I'd run through a wall for that.
Of course you would. So it's not as bad as that. Probably wasn't as bad as maybe Leslie's year. But offensively, I have a slew of stats I can give you, including somehow they had 4 yards second half in the previous game. Remember that previous game against the Green Bay Packers?
Mm-hmm. I remember that one. Lambeau Field.
Then yesterday, on what appeared to be a kind of cool but lovely day in Seattle, they had 48 yards in the first half. That's 52 for four quarters. Okay. They had 6 first downs until the Seahawks basically put in Dave Craig and Steve Largent.
That's a good pairing.
I mean, I could go with Kenny Easley. I could go with a really old school defense. But I think when you're thinking old school Seahawks, I mean really old school, is it a Dave Craig? And maybe they put the guys who throw the fish.
Fish market fellas?
Yeah. I don't think we saw it. I think TV has finally said enough is enough. We don't have to show the fish throwers.
How can you say that?
I went down there a number of times.
You should have the fish throwers.
I did.
They complete more passes than Vikings quarterbacks do.
Who would you have trusted yesterday? 651-461-9226. Any Viking quarterback or the guys on the wharf throwing the fish back and forth?
Brosmer kind of did a fish throw on the pick six. You know, the underhand.
He kind of did. That was a good play. We'll get to that. Where does that rank among the 10 dumbest plays in Vikings history?
Oh, don't say dumb. He's trying to make a play. Fourth down, what do you got to do?
10 dumbest plays in Vikings history. Is that in? I suppose because it's such a meaningless game and what's turned out to be a meaningless year. But just on a, again, of course, another pass. And he's getting more defensive about it, too. Ricey nailed it the other day. KOC, it's not easy when you're losing in any job. In life or whatever, in scrutiny. And
losing this bad when you're the offensive, you know, quarterback whisperer guy.
I was going to go with this one. He once was the cat's meow. Can you look up? Why were you the cat's meow? Because early in the marriage, Kathleen, because life was pretty crazy and we wanted pets and just too busy for dogs. We did have some cats, but I'm mainly not a team cat guy. Although Griff has cats, so I'm willing to make exceptions. It's just if, I mean, hey, he's the cat's meow. KOC was up there, looks like Bud, coaches well, handsome, says all the right things post game, and now, whoa. If you talk about the sports figure who's fallen the furthest this year in Minnesota, there's no doubt it's him, right?
Unless it's JJ. His was obviously built on hope, but
I mean, that was built on
Vikings hope. Fans were all in week one, especially after the comeback over the Bears.
They were all in once he threw the pass in the preseason game 2 years ago. And then when the news came out, they thought combination of Tom Brady, Joe Montana, Y.A. Tittle, and me in the backyard with an Itza.
Marino, too.
Marino. Yes, correct. Did we find the cat's meow?
Popularized in the 1920s, the old-fashioned term, of course, used to subscribe something best or most stylish, conveying that a person and a thing is outstanding, remarkable, very fashionable. Similar to the cat's pajamas, the bee's knees.
Cat's pajamas.
Similar meanings.
I think this will come up on the Adam Show soon. The bee's knees, the cat's pajamas.
Also was a movie back in 2001. I didn't remember that one.
Really?
Yes.
The cat's meow. I don't remember that one.
76% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Really?
Yes.
Man.
Looks like a period piece. Kirsten Dunst.
She loves her period pieces. She's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like her. So is this the bottom? Because Aaron Schatz years ago, I don't want to say was one of the first analytics guys in the NFL, but he was one who really was given a lot of credit for many things, including DVOA, right? Just a different way to evaluate games offensively and defensively, and trying to put them in historical context.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here it is. Aaron Schatz this morning. Well-respected. Not just Aaron Schatz in his basement in Golden Valley. Aaron Schatz, well-regarded by NFL types also. This is an evaluation of offensive games by DVOA from 1978 to 2025. That's a wide stretch. That's pre-Dave Harrigan's birth.
Yeah, we're getting to close to 50 years on that.
The DVOA worst game in evaluating every single offensive game from 1978 to 2025. Congratulations, yesterday's Minnesota Vikings game.
Well done, boys. If you're going to make history, doesn't matter. Find a way to
think
do it.
About that one. Okay. His, it's either a positive or negative percentage. Yesterday, the Vikings, according to this stat, minus 96.8%. Okay? This is, okay, let me, I have to clarify. I have to clarify. Vikings games, my mistake. Vikings games during this stretch. Not all games, Vikings games. My screw up.
It might still be all.
So the next worst was the Archie Manning era in 1984. That was minus 68.7. This was 28 percentage points worse. Again, for all Vikings games analyzed, 78 to 25. I read it improperly. I get a negative score considering I thought it was all games, but it's just all Vikings games. Still pretty telling. Now, when they include the opponent, just again for further context, because Seattle's so good, it drops when they also take it to let's also balance who you played.
Mm-hmm.
But for pure what we witnessed yesterday, if you've been watching Vikings football, since 1978, count me in that category. That was the worst by far. Should we feel good that we watch it?
Well, it might be the worst by far, but you have to remember the handicaps that they had to deal with. First of all, you mentioned Seattle's a very good team, solid defense.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the 12th man in Seattle.
Seems like that would be illegal.
Yeah, you'd think so, but they allow it every single home game for the Seahawks. It's ridiculous. And God knows we got hosed by the refs.
Did we?
Yeah.
Were there a number of examples?
There's several.
Several. Is this the bottom? Can they? I mean, listen, this is the worst offensive game in Vikings history from 78 on by miles. Now, factoring against the opponent, it's not. Is this as bad an offense game as you've watched, if you've been watching the Vikings? I mean, there were some Manning games in 84 with Steckel where he's getting just sacked over and over and over again. Spurgeon win, you know, when the Pasternak came to a crashing halt.
Mm-hmm.
The Ponder years. But you're going from JJ, who has looked massively overwhelmed, to Brosmer, who had four INTs. Now, he's playing the good defense. He doesn't have Darisaw. He doesn't have Jackson. And they lose Kelly during the game. And Seattle has a good pass rush. And plenty of times yesterday, he had no chance. KOC was trying to tell us after the game, he processes too quickly. They need to slow him down. I mean, that's how good he is.
Yeah, that's right.
We got one quarterback that doesn't process fast enough, and we got one quarterback that processes too fast.
You remember,
is this Goldilocks
here? The first guy processes also very fast before the snap.
Before the snap, that's right.
Pre-snap processing.
Pre-snap.
Rock solid.
He's the best quarterback KOC has ever been with. post-snap, he's a little bit slower.
But we know now he's not the worst KOC has ever been with.
Now, Brosmer sees things too fast. Also,
he's like beautiful mind.
I mean, he's John Nash. He's got stuff flying at him. He also wasn't very accurate.
No.
And by the way, Jordan Addison and Justin Jefferson, and we'll get to him at some point, you're allowed to catch a pass if it hits your hands and you're not in stride. I mean, how many have they dropped this year where it would be a good, very good to great catch where they haven't made it, just involving those two guys?
It seems like Addison, you get at least one a game.
Minimum. I think the over-under is 1.5, to be honest.
And some of them aren't bad throws either. Some of them are right on the numbers.
Right. So, can it get worse? We could also say, because we're giving you a lot here, because there's a lot to say. When the quarterback is this bad for the Vikings on the most discussed business in the state, it bears conversation. Right and wrong answers, Dave Harrigan, might be the same. Who should be the starting quarterback next week? Right and wrong answers might be the same. What do you want to say? 651-461-9226 on CCO.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Now that's efficiency by Brad.
Very quick.
Boom. Quick turnaround. Excellent. Thank you. Perfect.
Third Monday in a row we've had to have a tribute to the Vikings offense for the bumper theme.
Oh, my God. We hit the post and everything.
Very nicely done.
Tim Pawlenty in less than 10 minutes on fraud, 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 governor's race, and plenty of other things to discuss. Plenty of text coming in. Appreciate the humor. Appreciate the content. Oprah, because she'd be like, you get a touchdown. You get a touchdown. No, the problem is right now it's to the defense. You get a touchdown. You get a touchdown. Vikings defense, as we all know, Dave, if you watched that game, They were very, very good yesterday. They really were. In particular, the front seven. I still think the secondary on this team, good luck. But Dallas Turner is slowly but surely turning into a heck of a football player.
Mm-hmm.
As we were discussing with Ricey, when you watched him for a few years at Alabama, you're like, my God, this guy's unbelievable. And when they picked him up, you're like, wow. And then it took a while. But when you're rotating Grenard, Van Ginkle, and Turner right now, that's a lot. The linebackers were good. Sam Darnold was 14 of 26 for 128, and they still lost by 26 points.
They got after Sam. There's no question about that.
Rich Gannon probably still has it in for one game. Well, Rich and I triumphed over a couple of people on the golf course a few months ago, so he's on a winning streak. Can KOC lace up his shoes and play next week? Well, still looks fit as can be.
Mm-hmm.
Francis, is he available? If he gets to make some money, Fran is available. Norm Snead or John Hankinson? I wish John was around. That's a great, great, great human being in John Hankinson. 41 Donut was worse because we weren't expecting that. Yeah. Excuse me. I'm not saying worst game in Vikings history. I'm just saying offensively. Now, that's zero.
Not good. Don't like a zero. Of course, the Giants, you know, stealing the play signals. That didn't help anybody. When they know what's coming, it's pretty easy to put up a zero.
That is true, and that was believed for about an hour or so.
I'm still a believer.
You're still a believer.
24 years later.
I understand. Yeah, when you get beat by 41 in the NFC Championship game, offensively, that's not good.
The Freeman game Monday night, that will always
be
in Vikings lore.
My God, a lot of people are asking about Thielen. Okay, let's just get to Thielen here. Nice human. Yes, he's one of us. Let me separate my shoulder, pat myself on the back on this one. We talked about it repeatedly when there was Thielen mania at the start of the year, and I said, you're not getting Jerry Rice in his prime. You're not getting Randy Moss. Let's just calm down a little bit. But this is where we are obsessed with the Minnesota connection. And I don't believe if, yes, Green Bay, for sure Green Bay. Okay, but let's go to others. If the Bears picked up some guy from an hour from Chicago who had had a very, very good career with the Vikings, it's you know, or with the Bears in this case, I don't think the obsession would be as much. They threw away a fourth-round pick. I got it. They needed somebody. I didn't fault them for trying. I give them credit. Thielen's numbers last year when healthy were good. He asked for the release. He hasn't been good. He's going to Pittsburgh. Come on. He's going with his buddy, Aaron Rodgers, another guy who's, you know, above Adam in his career. But he's lamenting. Shockingly, he's finger-pointing. Never seen that before from Aaron Rodgers. And he dropped passes. He wasn't getting open. And they have one incredible receiver ahead of him. One guy who, even though he drops the ball a lot, is pretty damn good. Naylor is younger. So, yeah, it turned out to be a bad trade. Did. Giving up, you know, they exchanged fists. They gave up a fourth. He gave him nothing. And he's still a quality human. Said all the right things in the tweet. But I don't think we have to go overboard as if this is KG in his prime or David Ortiz going to Boston and winning world championships. Hell of a career. He'll be a part of the Vikings organization. But this isn't like any indictment on, oh, this is a shot at KOC. He hasn't been good. They're not playing him. And he wants to go somewhere and play at the end of his career. Who can fault him? The fourth and one play, last thing. I mean, the numbers are unbelievable how often. Somebody we both know well, Phil Mackey, tweeted about. It's just how often KOC pass pass. And I get it. They weren't having a great job, a great deal of success, running the ball early. You got an undrafted quarterback with limited mobility. Put Jordan Mason's big butt in the backfield. Try to get a yard, and if not, they got 96 yards to go. Foolish decision by both participants. More foolish by the quarterback than the head coach. But come on, run the ball. And he's put himself in that position to be questioned, and now he's getting sensitive on it. Come on, KOC, you're better than that. You want to defend the fourth and one situation?
I liked it. They're expecting you to run the ball, Chad. They're expecting Jordan Mason's big booty to try to barrel over that defense with a 1 yard. Element of surprise.
How'd that work out? Tim?
Well, maybe block the guy. That would help.
That would help also. That's a fair point. Tim Pawlenty, frequent guest of the show, back with us in moments. I don't know if the former governor, has the Connecticut drinking water system. He should, because it's fantastic. How about if you want to keep saving up to 25%? That is available to you right now during the holidays when you work with AquariusHomeServices.com. Earning the right to be recommended since 1987. I've been a customer since 1993. I hope you had a tremendous Thanksgiving, whether it was your house or somebody else's house. In particular, if it was at your house, you wanted that quality water. You wanted to start the day with water. You want to give everybody water. You also want that water softener to work so the dishes are spotless, so the clothes come out right, so the shower's right. Also, you want your furnace to work during winter. Aquarius does everything, including the Connecticut drinking water system, where you can save up to 25% right now. Don't hesitate. AquariusHomeServices.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
He's a great guest for us. He's the former governor of the state, Tim Pawlenty. Like all of our guests, he is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline. The two of us in our conversations, and then just frequently, repeatedly on this show for all the rightful reasons. We have talked the fraud in this state, which is insulting, which is excessive, which seemingly is unending. And it's not a surprise, Tim, that more national outlets are going to look at it. New York Times jumped in over the weekend. I think if you're paying attention locally, there wasn't a lot of breaking news, but I thought there were some quotes that were telling. An individual by the name of Kaish Magan, who is a Somali American, and I'm reading right from the Times story, who formerly worked as a fraud investigator in the Attorney General's office, said elected officials in the state, particularly those who were part of the state's Democratic-led administration, were reluctant to take more assertive action in response to allegations in the Somali community. The quote is, "There is a perception that forcefully tackling this issue might cause political backlash amongst the Somali community, which is a core voting bloc for Democrats." We've discussed this before. What is your reaction to that quote and either that belief that that factually happened or the perception that it happened?
Well, good to be with you as always and your WCCO listeners, Chad. On this issue, you know, the Watergate standard applies, which is who knew what when. Remember in the Watergate hearings, of course, they were asked, the president's the team was asked, what did the president know and when did he know it? And here you have a series of early warning signs from the legislative auditor, as well as now increasing numbers of Department of Human Services employees saying, yep, we raised red flags and the administration did not timely or forcefully or constructively respond to that. So to your point, your question, why? Why would they not address that more aggressively and more forcefully and quicker and in an earlier point in time? And one of the theories is because they were afraid of being called racist or, you know, picking on the Somali community, which is a ridiculous concern. You focus on people's behavior, not their color of their skin or their religious beliefs or the like. You just focus on their behavior. And here there were ample and early warning signs that this thing was a problem. It was massive and it was not addressed properly or timely.
I agree with all those points. You have to look at each individual, and if they're committing fraud or if you have a system that it makes it further available, you have to tighten it up. The problem I have, and this is from consuming a lot of texts over the last couple of years since this story has been covered, and again, for all the valid reasons, that sadly from a perception of our audience now, they are now starting to broad brush the 80,000 Somalis who live in the area and including them with the folks who've been found guilty or indicted in Feeding Our Future or the autism story. So I'm not trying to back away in any manner on those who have been found guilty or those who are being investigated, but then leaping to anybody who's from the same country and saying, you must be part of it. Now that's repugnant.
Well, I think two things can be true. One is we don't stigmatize people based on what ethnic group or background they have. But at the same time, we don't excuse behaviors regardless of what ethnic background or religious background or other category they might be in. And so both of those things can be true. And it is true here that something like 71 out of the 75 people charged are Somalis. And there, there is a criminal network component to this. I don't want to call it a mafia, but there is a criminal network component to this. This is almost entirely Somali based. So is there a concern about that broadly? Absolutely. And it should be investigated. But we shouldn't hold everybody else in that community guilty by association unless there's reason to.
OK, that's a perfect way to lead in to Governor Walz yesterday, because he made himself available on Meet the Press, covered a number of topics, including Kristen Welker, asking him this question about fraud and his responsibility.
Do you take responsibility for failing to stop this fraud in your state?
Well, certainly I take responsibility for putting people in jail. Governors don't get to just talk theoretically. We have to solve problems. And I will note, it's not just Somalis. Minnesota is a generous state. Minnesota is a prosperous state, a well-run state. We're AAA bond rated, but that attracts criminals. Those people are going to jail. We're doing everything we can. But to demonize an entire community on the actions of a few, it's lazy. And as you heard Senator Kelly say, this president has cut a lot of inspector generals. He's cut programs that
okay,
can help
let's
us
just jump in there because he gets into Trump stuff, which we might get to before the conversation. For the independents and the centrists, okay, who look at Tim Walz and might feel like in 18, yep, I picked him. In 22, I picked him. But they're uncertain whether she'd run for a third term or not, and they're bothered by this amount of fraud. Is that answer good enough for those folks?
Absolutely not, Chad. And I think, you know, that if you just kind of deconstruct that answer, he refuses to take responsibility. He takes responsibility for putting people in jail, you know, after the fact. And by the way, it was the U.S. attorney, a federal entity, not Governor Walz doing it. And so, I mean, from a take responsibility and accountability standpoint, that was really a pathetic answer. And then he tries to switch to blaming Trump for things, which I think will be a strategy if he continues to run, which is, you know, he's going to know that he's going to take on a bunch of water on these fraud issues and other things. And so he's going to try to make a referendum on Trump. But I think Minnesotans, regardless of party, would appreciate a leader who would say, you know what, this was really badly handled on my watch. I'm ultimately responsible and I take accountability for it. I'm accountable. I'm the leader. This happened massively and under my leadership. And, you know, I'm going to be responsible for it. I'll get it cleaned up, but I have to take the blame for it because it's on my team, my watch, my leadership.
Okay, so let's put you in that same position. And you were in that same position at times where individuals believe that your administration should have been better and fill in the blank. And the default is going to be, as a governor, to defend what you have done. How do you balance now? Because you live this. Honestly accepting some level of responsibility, but still trying to portray your administration in a way that you genuinely believe, and also knowing you're running for re-election the following year.
Right. Well, you know, in my case, you got to fire some people because, you know, here, I think almost no one got fired. I think maybe one person was asked to leave or submitted a resignation. But, you know, the people who were even more responsible for overseeing these programs weren't held accountable. So I'd start with, you know, what personnel leadership decisions were poor and how did those people fail in their jobs and how do you hold them accountable? Then number two, I think you have to say, you know, there may be some defense here in terms of why we did it the way we did it, but at the end it failed. And there really is no defending this, Chad. There's enough information out to make it very clear what happened, that the system failed, that the leadership failed, the department failed on politics and policy and management. And you can't just, you know, mealy mouth your way through it. I think Minnesotans expect responsibility, accountability, and in this case, I would say an apology. I mean, the voters can hold them accountable, but I think they would respond better to an admission that they failed and an apology and taking responsibility for it rather than trying to, you know, BS your way through it with a mealy mouth answer.
Do you see any scenario where any of the powerful Democrats would come to him at some point and say, this issue is so big, it's going to put you in a much more vulnerable position? As you say many times, this is a blue state that we think a Steve Simon or somebody else has a much better chance. It allows us to have a better chance in the open Senate seat where anyone would go to him, because the drip, drip, drip on this story is not going to stop over the next year.
Yeah, this issue is of sufficient magnitude and exposure where I think it has that potential. Chad, I think, you know, Republicans winning statewide depends on a number of things in a blue state like Minnesota. We have to have good candidates We have to have an issue set and macro political environment that's at least neutral to favorable. And then ideally something gone wrong so that you can say we could do a better job. All three of those ingredients are now present for Republicans. So this is a doable race. It's still uphill, but it's doable from a Republican standpoint. And I think relative to Governor Walz's go-forward decision-making, you know, it's ironically, he was very connected to the Biden situation. Now, this is different than Biden being cognitively impaired. But if the incumbent is so impaired that, you know, he or she may be vulnerable, the party is going to at least whisper that maybe it's time to move on, especially if you're looking for a third term, which is a stretch to begin with in the minds of independent voters and some other voters as well. So I think he's going to hear those voices. But I think a lot of it's going to depend on his polling and whether he thinks he can flip the script from a referendum on fraud and his leadership to a referendum on Trump. A
couple more points for the former governor of the state, Tim Pawlenty, kind enough to join us. Chris Maddle, someone who's been on this show a number of times, a very effective attorney in town, has jumped into the race on the Republican side. He joins a long list with Lisa Damith, and Kristen Robbins, and Kendall Qualls, among others. He is clearly someone who is a very successful attorney, very successful communicator, not a shrinking violet, but he also is someone who at times in his life has donated to Democrats and he said, I don't care about that, bring it on. But some of the purity tests is going at him already about that. Where do you think Maddle fits in the mix? And do you accept what a lot of people believe, including myself right now, that at least at this point, with, you know, 11 months to go, that the Speaker of the House is the favorite to win the nomination?
As to Chris Maddle, I haven't met him and I don't know him, but I do know him by reputation, and it's positive because all the things you just said, Chad. So that kind of translates potentially into a strong candidate. But for people who haven't run before, you don't know until they get out there. It's like Max Brosmer. People, he's going to do really well.
The promise sometimes is better than the reality.
So you know, in practice is one thing, but when you actually get out there and do this, we'll see. But I think he has the potential to be a very competitive and effective candidate for the reasons you mentioned. As to the other candidate, yeah, I do think the Speaker of the House, Lisa Damuth, and Kristen Robbins represent also probably the next equally strong or stronger candidates. And so it's going to be a battle, and there's other candidates in the race as well. But I would say it's too early to tell what kind of candidate Maddle's going to be relative to these others.
Last thing is you. You made news with us months and months ago where you pointed out that top officials within the National Republican Party and State Republican Party were really hopeful of you jumping in to the open Senate seat. And you talked about what happened in 18 and talked about it just that you would be interested, but you don't think you can win with the direction of the party in the state. I've been told that people still want you to run. Have you given it any further consideration? And is there any scenario where you would jump into that race?
Well, you always ask me these tough questions, Chad, but I'm going to be just very candid with you. Nothing's changed on that front. So I have no new news for you, no updates for you, no new insights to reveal. I'm sorry, it's bad radio, but nothing new on this front today.
And there's no scenario where you jump in?
I don't think so. I don't think the dynamics
have changed.
That's
not a
no. The dynamics haven't changed since we last spoke. And again, I would, as I've said before, I would seriously consider it if I thought I could get the Republican nomination or endorsement, but I can't. I don't believe that. And so it's a non-starter in that regard.
Always. What was your favorite meal for Thanksgiving?
You know, I'm in San Francisco, and we went out for a Thanksgiving meal. But it was good. But, man, the traditional meal is the best, Chad. But this city is an unbelievable place with all the social dysfunction and all the AI epicenter all in one place. But a weird place to celebrate Thanksgiving. But, you know, we enjoyed it nonetheless. I hope you did, too.
Yeah, I did. Thanks for reaching out. I appreciate it. Travel safe, and we'll talk soon.
All right, pal. See ya.
The governor, former governor of the state, Tim Pawlenty, outstanding as always here on CCO. Okay, among the texts, and I saw this just over and over again over the weekend, okay? By the way, it's funny when those folks who are on the right side of the aisle are now really happy with the New York Times story. Normally it's that crazy lefty New York Times, but now...
They always loved the old gray lady.
There was nothing new in the story. And somebody's saying, well, fill in the blank, fill in the blank. This show has been covering this story for multiple years, consistently, with Andy Luger repeatedly, with Joe Thompson repeatedly, with numerous Republicans repeatedly. And by the way, the governor of the state doesn't come on the show anymore because he doesn't like some of the comments I've offered up. So this little canard, or let's just go with it, lie that the local media hasn't covered it. I'm not going to speak for the entire local media, but I'll speak for this show. We talk about it all the time. But it's this little game that, oh, only so-and-so has discussed it. To quote someone who has had a hell of a run and is still flourishing right now, B as in B, S as in S.
Thank you for not saying it out loud.
Okay, we already had that one time with the governor. So don't tell me the story hasn't been covered. Oh, by the way, Kristen Robbins on this show last week talking about it. 135?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Overrated, underrated, popular rated. Next up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.